News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now we're joined by the CEO of Unpost, David Redmond. David, you are also independent chair of the Dublin City Task Force. The report that you did is going to be launched at the GPO today. What are you recommending? Give us a flavour of what you're recommending to improve Dublin City Centre.
Yeah, well, good morning, Shane. Yeah, what, you know, the purpose of the task force was really to look at the problems we have in the very core of the city centre, you know, which are problems which have come in every city, actually, because of the global financial crisis. There was underinvestment because of the pandemic. People are working from home. And actually a major one because of the switch to online retailing. Retailing doesn't have the same intensity. So the task force is looking at how can we address these challenges to really develop the city centre for the future, not of a city centre from the past. And what we're recommending is, you know, three objectives we have. One is to get more people living in the city centre, because it's people that make a place feel alive. It's actually people that make a place feel safe. And we've got to get more people living in the city centre, to have streets that look cleaner and feel safer. In many ways, Dublin isn't dangerous, but it can appear so. And so a lot of the emphasis is how can people feel much happier and safer within the city. And then the third one is really a vibrant, always on city, respecting its heritage, but a city that can be really active. And my own view is that if we implement this report, Dublin One, and that's really our focus, the O'Connell Street area, Dublin One could become one of the most happening neighbourhoods in Europe if we make all the changes that can be made.
Okay, and I think no one would disagree with that. You can turn things around pretty quickly. Let's talk about some of the specific measures. 1,000 extra Gardaí over the next 3 years. Is that likely to happen? Is that feasible, do
you
think?
Yeah, I think it is likely to happen. And the issue is how can we accelerate that? And there was in the Commission for Policing, there's a recommendation to move guards off non-Garda duties. For example, checking customs at Dublin Port. Whereas in Dublin Airport, it's actually civilians who do that. So we can certainly see if we can accelerate that, and the guards are keen to do it.
Okay, all right. We just have a lot to get to, so I just want to run through a few of the other things. One thing that I think is huge, your suggestion of a more equitable spread of emergency accommodation and processing services.
Yeah.
Like most of it is an extraordinary amount. And I know I was talking to somebody in housing about this the other day. Mm. So much of it is concentrated around the Dublin One area. And that is a huge, is an over-concentration.
Yeah, it's an over-concentration. Now, it's natural that, for example, international applicants would come to the city centre. But drug treatment facilities are all in the very core of the city centre. And they need to be more widely spread across Greater Dublin and indeed in the other cities.
And emergency accommodation, a huge amount of emergency accommodation.
Emergency accommodation is massive. And again, that needs to be spread. And you know, it's also, if it's spread, it works much better. And that's the experience of everywhere. Because the key to really good urban design or urbanism is mix. You need a mix of things. We actually need these people here. We need immigrants because we need people who can work. But you don't concentrate it all in one area. And getting a really good mix of people who move into apartments. We're talking about building high density residential, having an essential worker program for
how do we get more? You mentioned
center.
This. How do we get more people living in the city centre? I mean, one obvious way would be living over shops, but we've been talking about that since Moses was a boy.
Yeah, we've been talking about it a long time. Now we are going to do that, and we're going to crack that. Dublin City Council are putting together a cross-functional team that can go around to each of the landlords and develop that. There have to be some derogations in planning around accessibility for living above shops. And that's typical in most cities, and we don't have that here. So that is something we want to accelerate, but that won't bring in a density of people. You really need high-density residential. And we're saying acquire the vacant properties, make the money available, acquire the vacant properties, put them out to tender and build high density residential. And then that can be available for a good mix of people. You know, you've got companies coming in here, Workday, for example, are bringing in 3,000 people onto just off the keys. You know, so they'll be looking for places to live. But we're really keen to get local workers, local guards, local teachers, local nurses
living
for them to be given grants to live in that high density residential.
Can I ask you quickly as well about the GPO? You talk about using that as a kind of a much more of a public building, including maybe RTE operating from there. Is that feasible? It's quite an old building.
Yeah, well, the building needs to be rebuilt. So now the post office will always be here and the museum, but the building itself, the office building, needs to be rebuilt. So it would be with that in mind that as we rebuild it, that it would be, you know, the RTE idea is a simple one. You know, Broadcasting House in London is in the city centre. You have NBC Studios in the Rockefeller Centre in New York. And actually having that visibility could be fantastic. But it's up to RTE and others to decide whether that's feasible. I mean, the other plan is to turn it into a world-class museum. And I think that could be fantastic. Like the African-American Museum in Washington, D.C., if we could have a museum of the Irish nation.
Okay, that would be brilliant. Just finally, David, sorry, we are just coming to the end of the programme. Are you optimistic about the future? Because I have to say, like, I live in Dublin city centre. I kind of get tired of all the negativity and all the scare stories about how people are afraid to go into town and all that, which I think is nonsense, an awful lot of it.
Yeah,
Shane, I'm not saying there aren't problems.
We've absolutely key. We have to change the narrative in Dublin. So one of the core recommendations is to have a major marketing team and function for Dublin to take back the narrative from bad actors who say that Dublin is dangerous when it's not. And the effect of them saying that is means fewer people come into the city centre and then it feels less safe. But actually, we need to change that narrative as well as having more guards and things. But really, we have to show people all the brilliant things that are going on in Dublin. It's a really brilliant, brilliant city. And I hope that this report can allow us to get the city centre into the shape that people will like.
OK, well done on your work. David Redmond, CEO of Unpost, Independent Chair of Dublin City Task Force. There'll be lots more on that throughout the day on News Talk, I imagine.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.